Blog Talk Radio.
Depression may have you down, oppression, so you need a healing for yourself. Psalm 107:20. This is David in Psalm stated that the Israelites were in depression. They sent the word and the word healed me. Perhaps you're listening for the first time. You, just by chance, you need a healing for yourself. The word says in Matthew 6:33, first seek ye the kingdom of God, righteousness, and all these things shall be added. You're listening to the Redacted Live on Kingdom Focus with the Redacted Live. Actually, this is our first Tuesday at 5 on Blog Talk Radio. And we're on air advocating for change. Change comes by doing something different. As I reflect, last year, this time, I experienced some disappointment. February is Black History Month. And also, this coming Saturday, Valentine's Day. And I reflect back, looking past, staying in the present, and looking at the condition of our city, of our family, of our nation, and the countries. So much violence, so much discord, so much of too much of a body of believers. By the way, this program is sponsored by EOM Outreach Ministry to bring about change, transforming lives through enrichment. Our mental health ministry, CME, Changing Lives Through Enrichment, is about bringing about change in lives. Many suffer from depression, an oppression. Economy causes many to go through many changes. Some feel hopeless. Some feel as though there is no hope. But there is hope. That's the reason why yours truly is on the air today. Currently, we are in transition, so we don't have music, but the message remains the same. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God created us in his own image. God created us to love. And that love is unconditional. That love brings about change. Changing faces from love to hate. What is the root? The cause? What is the heart of the matter? Well, the Bible says that if my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, we will hear from heaven and God will heal the land. Well, my beloved, my desire and my prayer that you be in health even as I so prosper. Prosperity comes when we acknowledge truth. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come into the Father but through Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus, many say he is the Son of God. Many say he is just a prophet. Some say he's not a prophet. Some say that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who do you say Jesus is? Well, some say that there's power. They sing. There's power in the name of Jesus. Well, the Bible tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that he went about his Father's business. First of all, he talks about his birth, Mary, being unwedded, supernaturally conceived. And the prophets in Isaiah said, his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Sounds like a Christmas Easter message. Well, the Easter message talks about his death, burial, and resurrection. But I'm here today to talk about change. Change must first occur when we recognize that things are not the same, or feel as though that you're doing the same thing over and over and over again and not getting the right results. What do you do when you're not getting the right results? Do you continue to do the same old thing? Well, I have a solution. The Bible says that when we first seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness, just that being righteousness, I'm just false there. Righteousness means that God, you're in right standing with God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. You're thinking like Christ. Christ went about bringing about change. He went about healing the sick. He went about healing relationships. He went about giving life over death. Whether he laid hands or spoke, he healed. Healing manifests. The Bible says that if thou believe in thy heart that Jesus hath died and rose again, thou shalt be saved. Over 2,000 years ago, the same story had been told by many voices. Do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see? Do you believe in your heart truly that Jesus has died and rose again for you and I? Jesus is the advocate. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the Son of a living God. Any man be in Christ becomes that new creature in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, there is power. Scripture states that any man be in Christ is a new creature. And the old man has passed away. What does that mean? in the mind of Christ, that means that you don't think like you did today. You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't walk like you used to walk. Because a change has taken place. Well, many say, well, I changed my mind. But this change that I'm talking about is a heart change, a transformation. Many times we experience heart failure, a broken heart, heart attack. And just recently, I just experienced heart pain. Let me just give you a little tip for those of you who have experienced heart pain or happens to feel some kind of discomfort around the heart. Time trying to figure out whether it's a heart attack or a stroke. Just pray and call 911. For you never know, that may be your visitation to see that life is about to end. A couple weeks ago, I was minding my own business and ended up in a conversation and sort of got a little distracted and began to feel little discomfort in the conversation because I wanted to make sure that my heart was right. Because whatever I sow, whatever's in my heart, reflects in my conversation. So I was concerned about sowing seeds of, I want to say, admire discord, because most of the time, life and death is in the tongue, and many times when we speak a word that's uncomfortable, causes discord, causes relationships to be dissolved. And my main concern was, what would Jesus say in this matter? Well, I discovered that if I couldn't say anything good, keep silent. But as Paul would say, the flesh is willing, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I didn't have time to refrain, because right away, whatever familiar spirit that wanted me to latch up caused me to say something that was not of my character. However, I realized that I needed, first of all, to recognize that I slipped. I spoke something that did not produce or reflect the love of God, reflect what was edifying. So I began to feel a discomfort that was greater than what I felt. And that discomfort caused me to doubt. Actually, I wasn't even in a position to dial 911. For those of you that are listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jack DeLye, this is a new program at 5 p.m. every Tuesday. For you to join me in bringing about a change, not just over the air, but a change that will change our community, change how we relate to one another in our families, change how we interact with the stranger, change how we interact with those that are in authority, change how we walk, change how we talk, change how we live our lives. Because if God is not happy with our praise, we need to bring about a change. And be a change agent. This is 2015. And if you will see the statistics of how many people have crossed over because of discord, because of miscommunication, because of how we fall short in being the better person, being an example of love, be an example to those that aren't so loving. What a difference life would be. But we just learn how to love. Love
Hey, we're back on air. Sorry for the inconvenience, but for those of you listening for the first time, you're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and we are advocating for change. This is a new segment, and this is part of our mental health advocacy group, CME, Changing Minds to Enrichment. We're about changing lives through palms. That's prayer, praise, outreach, evangelism, and missions. We're about action, and action in word and in deed. So, if you're listening for the first time, we're just on air today to speak out about love. Many say that Valentine's Day is just a pagan holiday. I was told just the other day that there was a man that lost his life, and that is the reason we celebrate Valentine's Day. So Jesus was also, likewise, sacrificed his life, but this sacrificial offering was nothing compared to the death of Christ. So love is something that God demonstrated. Love is something that God first created, man. And then man, because of man's sin or separation from God, death occurred. But then God chose to redeem man through sacrificing his son. Many complain about how bad life is. But my question is, why complaint? Won't, don't you be about becoming about change? Change makes a big difference. Change is nothing more than doing something differently. If you're lacking love, don't complain. If you're lacking whatever the lack may be, it could be lacking food, lacking water. It can lack relationship, lacking skills, lacking whatever the lack may be. Don't complain. Do something different. Be a change agent. We're here live on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, playing music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. Sit back, listen to I Won't Complain by Demita, and we'll be back. Thank you. Think about the things you do. Do you complain? Or do you turn it over and don't look back? The next election that you're hearing is entitled No Looking Back by Demita. There's no looking back. The scripture says that when we press towards a higher mark in Christ Jesus, we're pressing towards fulfilling destiny. See, this earth is just a journey to get us from point A to point B. I don't know about you, but I'm crossing over into the spiritual realm, pressing towards a higher mark, a higher calling as a believer in Christ Jesus. My spiritual makeup requires that I press Yes, there will be persecution. Yes, there will be disappointments. Yes, there will be times when I feel like looking back. But today I made up in my mind that I'm crossing over. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. I'm crossing over. That's by Demita. Well, I thank you for listening in. And if you would like to give us a call here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, just give us a call at 714-816-4713 or 877-497-1796. That's 714-816-4713. Or toll free is 877-497-1796.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to Deborah Jackson on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, advocating for change. If you'd like to be a part of Voices of Change with CME Advocacy Group, and give me a call at 717-379-1503. We're playing music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. If you'd like to be a guest, or if you'd like to attend some very important gatherings, get your pencil and paper. And I got some very important dates that I'd like to invite you to join me every Tuesday at 5 o'clock here live on Blog Talk Radio, Kingdom Focus, with Deborah Jackson Live. And then on Friday, every Friday at 7 a.m., it's Thank God It's Friday Inspiration. For those of you that have a 9-to-5 or those that are self-employed, there's 7 days in a week and 5 we give, dedicate our time, our talents, and our treasure to leave an inheritance, I like to say, for our children and our children's children. I got a little tip for some of you. Many of you working very hard and really don't have time for leisure or relaxation. Spirituality. You need to know that your spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is where God dwells. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Soul is your mind, your intellect, your emotions, and your will, which is not as insubjected to the spirit, but we'll talk about that another time. And your body is this physical decay that decays when it gets tired and worn out. So we've got to take care of our spirit, soul, and body. Because, see, thank God it's Friday. That program is to bring healing to your soul. Because the soul, the mind, the will, the intellect, the emotions, 1 minute up, 1 minute down. We got to bring balance in our lives in order that we have life more abundantly here on earth. Wouldn't you agree? So I would like you to enjoy me at noonday, 5 days a week at noon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you want to call in at 717-379-1503. And that's at noon, Monday through Friday. You might find us in Harrisburg, Stilton, York, Middletown, North Carolina, West Palm Beach, Florida, and Atlanta. We're global. So, if you need prayer, first of all, recognize that prayer brings about change. So join me every Monday through Friday by calling 717-379-1503. And for those of you who would like to be a voice of change, join CME Advocacy and Support Group every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We have a group that's gathering. If you'd like to be a part of our 10 o'clock session, or if you'd like to be a part of our evening session, give us a call. Let us hear your voice, because we're a voice and faces all about change. So join us every Tuesday here live on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And also, for Friday, don't forget about for Friday. For Friday is our Evangelistic Joy Night. And this, on February 27th, we're going to be at New Jerusalem AME Church, located in on Locust Street in Stilton, PA, where the Reverend Darrell Taylor is the pastor. So, for those of you who would like to be a part of our entertainment, we're about lifting up music to inspire, to enrich, to empower. Give me a call at 717-379-1503. Also, I'd like to invite you to support this outreach ministry. If you like to become a part of the outreach, helping us to expand our transitional housing, or like to be a part of changing lives, you can send $5 or more. We'll send you a copy of my book, Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. Or we'll send you a journal that will help you get through this year, 52 weeks, fulfilling your call. Enrichment for the spirit, soul, and body. That's a 52-week journal. If you like a copy of Destiny Fulfilled, send us a $52 challenge donation to support our transitional housing project, which is called A House, a Home, called A Place Called Home for Abraham's Descendants. For those of you Bible scholars, do a Google on Abraham and his descendants. And we're going to do a question and answer. And we got a couple of giveaways. So tune in on every Tuesday at 5 p.m. and Friday for, thank God, it's Friday inspiration on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. It's now 6:01, and we would like to come back and talk about this thing called love. Love. Love is a powerful word. Love. We're going to open up for calls, and if you want to call us, I'm going to give you a different number to call in. And if you'd like to remain anonymous, just state where you're at. Let's just say your first name. But give us a call at 717-379-1503. Because the question is love. What is love? What does love mean to you? Well, Dr. Seuss says, you know you're in love when you can't fall asleep, because reality is finally better than your dreams. Well, Dr. Seuss is a character that our children read the books, but you know, all joking aside, love is more than what many think. Love is conditional, unconditional. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is keeps us alive. And we want you to give us a call at 717-379-1503. Let's talk about love. Because, see, if you have a question, if you see someone that you don't know, and they asked you for the first time, they love you, or tell you that they love you, what would your response be? Or vice versa. Most time when we see one another in church, the first thing we do is hug a person and say, I love you. Now, let's be truthful. Did you just say that, or did you say that from a heart that is pure, from a genuine heartfelt response? Be true to yourself. Half truth is no truth, because love makes a difference. Why do love makes a difference? Well, love makes a difference because if it wasn't for Christ dying on the cross for our sins, a man just like you and I, he made a difference. So, love do make a difference. So, on Saturday, we want to give a shout out for lady that's getting married on this coming Sunday. And, oh, I can't believe I forgot her name, but Lord, please don't charge it to my heart, my head. Paula, Sister Paula from Grace and Mercy is getting married on Sunday and Saturday, and we wish her many blessings, and we pray that she has a beautiful, beautiful day that day, and all of you that at Grace and Mercy, quite sure we're going to be there to support her and the groom. But I just want you to know that love ain't supposed to hurt. It's a comedy, gospel comedy, drama that says love ain't supposed to hurt. And so when we say we love, well, love supposed to hurt. So when you're about ready to lash out, think about it. Think about how the scripture says that we are to love our neighbors as themselves. So think about it. Comedy that says love isn't supposed to hurt. So think about it when you're about ready to say, I don't love you. Don't be quick to speak. Because love is a feeling. It's an emotion. An intense feeling of deep affection. It's a person or thing that one loves. It's a feeling of deep romantic or sexual attachment. Love. Love, the word says, conquers a multitude of sin. Your Urban Dictionary speaks about love. And love is a natural way of tricking people into reproducing. When you're in love, you always want to be together. And when you're not, you're thinking. Love is a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. Love. Love is an attraction. Love is based on admiration, benevolence, on common interests. Love, defined in the dictionary.com, feelings of warm personal attachment, deep affection as for a parent, a child, or a friend. A person whose love is felt, my beloved, my sweetheart. Love is a website that says, can you define love? Love is freedom in your life, mind, soul, and heart. It sticks up and keeps your self-esteem updated. It causes merely love can be defined like this. Love goes through. That's www.canyoudefinelove.com. Here's love defined by a stranger. Love shapeshifts. It transforms itself. It stretches itself, compresses itself. Yes. Love is the flutter of your heartbeat when you see the woman you love, the old, walking slowly towards you as the band plays. Yes, love is also pain. You feel it when you, he tells you he never loves you. He never been more proud of you, his daughter, as the light slowly goes out of his eyes. Love is the tears you cry when he leaves you too young to know what he wants, too foolish to know the consequences of his actions. Yet love is the first kiss, full of passion, excitement, a promise of new things to come. Love feels all of existence, yet shrinks to feel just your one heart. Well, I'm going to pause a minute and bring on some more music. Music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. There's a song by C.C. Whining that speaks about the heart, a heart like yours.
And yet so full. Oh, I need.
if you're lacking love and you need love, ask God for a heart that produces love. For love is the greatest. 1 Corinthians 13 says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I'd only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecies, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Prophecies and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. I challenge you to live to love. Mental health is one of the leading causes of death in our community. It's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's not an Asian thing. It's a illness. And recovery is possible. If you feeling depressed, feeling lonely, feeling suicide, make a 911 call. You're just a step away from walking into your destiny. And whatever spirit is causing you to feel down, rise up. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Bless the Lord with all your soul, heart, your whole being. One word heals the soul. So, as the song says, sing praises to the Most High and renew your strength with the joy of the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord desires you and I to live. He blessed us with abundant life on earth as it is in heaven. This program has been brought to you through the outreach ministry of EOM. If you like to support this radio program, you can send your donations to EOM, that's Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, at 2529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg, PA, at 17110. That's D.A. Jackson, Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. Located at 2529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg. Zip code is 17105. I'd like to invite you to volunteer your time, talent, and treasure at our community outreach Saturday. We call it Outreach Day with family and friends. I'd like to be a part of our Saturday breakfast. Give us a call at 717-379-1503, or if you'd like to join CME Advocacy and Support Group. That's every Wednesday from 10 a.m. Actually, that's the first Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. And if you would like to be a part of the focus group, give us a call at 717-379-1503. Know that we will be tested and tried, and situations will come. The song says, hallelujah to the King. That's the language that when blessings go up, praises go up, blessings come down. So we're coming to a close. We got less than 5 minutes. And I'm thankful that I am alive. If you like to support this ministry, I have a book called Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. I share my testimony, how I went from breakdown to a breakthrough. And I'm grateful to be speaking over the air at this moment, because I didn't think I was going to make it. But because of the love that Christ. Christ, the anointed one, said, you and I have life. All because of Jesus. Being the lover of my soul, I pray that as you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that the Spirit of God will reveal the truth that Jesus, the name of Jesus, that you can overcome any situation, because there's power in the name of Jesus. If you'd like to be a guest, or if you have a CD or a poem that you'd like to share, or if you have a story, recovery story, that you'd like to share, you can give me a call at 717-379-1503 or email me at DeborahJackson2011@gmail.com. That's DeborahJackson2011@gmail.com. Close. If you'd like to partner with us and become a sponsor and underwrite our program, give me a call at 717-379-1503. Friday at 7 a.m. and again next Tuesday at 5 p.m. on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live.